fall of 2011, the then director of religious education, Sheila Shea, approached me about an upcoming service trip to Appalachia. She said they needed another male chaperone and wondered if I would be interested. I said yes. And in June of 2012, I helped to take our senior youth down to one of the poorest counties in the country in the heart of coal mining area. John and Sheila Shea, Rebecca Hennessy, Susan Remillard, and myself took 18 high school kids through two airports into two big, huge, white 15-passenger vans as we drove to War, West Virginia. Before we fast forward to today, let me go back 20 years. Tracy and I first walked through those doors in January of 1999. And at that time, we had a two-year-old, and we were thinking about having another child. Like many of you, we were looking for a spiritual home for ourselves and a place for our kids. And over the course of the first dozen years or so, Tracy had consistently volunteered in the RE program while I gave of my time in other ways. This was part of the division of labor in our house. It started with Tracy volunteering in the nursery, and she just continued to move up with the kids from one class to another. Working with the kids was just not my thing, so I thought. I was a software guy, and Tracy's first career had actually been as an elementary school teacher. Then I was asked to take the high schoolers to West Virginia. I said yes, and that came with a 7-year run as a senior youth advisor here. I found out that I love working with the high school kids. And they kind of seem like they like hanging out with me sometimes. Today wraps up 3 trips to Appalachia, 1 trip to San Diego and Tijuana, yearly trips to Maine to make Christmas wreaths, lots of senior youth-led worship services, 1 too many sleepovers, and lots of time simply being present and listening to them. The annual South Church bridging ceremony is about honoring our graduating high school seniors as they transition from the church youth program to being adults in our congregation. In my head, I'd always thought that I would volunteer through the time when Ryan got done with high school. Coincidentally, that means that I'm transitioning today too. Stepping away as a senior youth advisor to make room for someone else to fill that spot. Some of us might be experiencing some sort of other transitions in our lives, whether it might be a new relationship, a change at work, a newly empty nest as your last kid goes off to college, or any number of other new chapters in your own biography that you write. As you think about that next thing, allow me to take a moment to pitch an idea to you. What a gift it's been to volunteer with the senior youth. High school can be tough. Kids can sometimes be really mean. And all of these kids are feeling the natural pressures of growing up. All of them are trying to find their own way. I remember that first trip to West Virginia when we were walking along with some youth and they were frustrated at all the litter that was simply tossed along the street. One of the kids said to me, "Why don't these folks recycle?" And that led us to a wonderful conversation about when you have other concerns that are more important in your life. Like if you have healthcare concerns or financial concerns, those things might weigh on you more than where you're putting your plastic. There was a time when a male youth did the homily during a senior youth-led service, and he talked about being gay. He talked about how hard it was sometimes to be in high school. And then he said he always felt safe, and he felt the ability to fully be himself when he was here in this sanctuary or when he was with his youth peers. More recently, I was able to witness our youth at a barbecue in Mexico, with a group of U.S. military deported veterans, each of them intermingling with different members of the deported adults, all of us eating piles of food while listening and honoring their stories. All of us, adults and kids, cried when one of the deported veterans told us how that day was his son's 8th birthday and that he was missing that celebration back in Wisconsin. There was another senior youth-led worship service where an introverted person did one of the homilies. She stood up at the pulpit, she looked out over a sea of adult faces, and she talked about how she had learned to be okay with being more reserved. And I was sitting in the pew knowing that maybe I had nudged her to give that homily just a few weeks earlier, that I might have played a small role in giving her that confidence. The weekly Sunday afternoon meetings are simply a treat. Our youth come from 7 or 8 different high schools. Some of these kids are more known in their respected high schools for being athletes. Some of them are known in their high school for being musicians. Some of them are being teased in school because they're thinking about their gender identity. But when they come together for senior youth meetings, there's simply acceptance. These weekly gatherings are 90 minutes long, and I often tell my wife later that the most powerful segment to these meetings is simply the check-in. The chance for these kids to be heard, to be acknowledged, and to be welcomed. So today we bridge our graduating seniors and we welcome them as adults. They are all transitioning from high school to something else. My message to all the adults in this room is to also bridge. Push yourself out of your comfort zone and try something new. Make that change you've been wanting to make. Say yes when somebody asks you to volunteer. And if you're not sure what that thing might be, if you're not interested in one of those associate programs, I know a spot in the senior youth group that you can fill.